A man who will be there for all of that and then some, as a matter of fact. He's down in Arizona as we speak. Sean Dunnigan with WBNS 10 TV in Columbus. Dunny, how's the desert these days, my friend?
It's nice. It's right now it's overcast and cloudy and probably about mid to upper 50s. It was really sunny earlier today, around 60, 65. But, you know, it's not bad. It's a nice place to be for Christmas.
We're at 63 right now. We're hotter than the desert.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy.
Wow. Who would have thought that on December the 26th, it would be warmer in Cleveland than it is down in Arizona? But I digress, my friend. We've talked about the weather. What's the vibe like down there? I ask that because, boy, just kind of searching through social media today, I saw a couple of pictures with planes full of Ohio State fans who are making the trek down there. So what's the vibe like down there?
Well, our flight was last night at left Columbus at 5:40 p.m., and it was a very, very full flight. Every seat was taken. Almost everybody on the flight had Ohio State hats or shirts or some sort of Ohio State garb on, ready for this game. Ohio State loves coming out here to the desert, to the Fiesta Bowl. This is their ninth appearance, the most of any school in Fiesta Bowl history. The Fiesta Bowl loves having Ohio State here because they know the fans travel. And that's really the big thing, is as more and more planes come in, as more and more fans come in to the desert and out here to Scottsdale and Phoenix and Glendale area, there's going to be more and more buzz and excitement for Ohio State and the Fiesta Bowl.
Speaking of buzz, excitement, people ready for the game, what about the Buckeyes? I know you've had the opportunity to hear from the players, coaches. Today was media day for the big bowl games coming up. But I'm always interested in this time of year because you've had Justin Fields, who's been away with the award shows, Chase Young. Do they seem to feel they're getting in a good fit here? They're getting what they need to get accomplished before this game on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I think so. You know, that first week right after the Big Ten Championship, that was really, you know, awards week, where they got flown all over the place to Charlotte, to Arkansas, down to Florida, down, you know, over to Orlando, to Atlanta, for all these awards. And then they came back, and they had some practices in between. They went home for a couple of days just to spend some time with the family for the holidays, just in case the families can't make it out to Phoenix. And then they really got going once they got out here to the Fiesta Bowl and into Arizona. They've had a couple of days of practice out at a local high school, which is a beautiful facility. It's been raining out here for the last 2 or 3 days. So they've been practicing a little bit in the rain, but all in all, everything looks good. The Buckeyes look good as well, and it looks like they're ready to go.
That's interesting because they'll play indoors. Is there not an indoor facility they can use right now?
I think they had a choice of whether they wanted to use indoor or not. I know Clemson took that opportunity and used Arizona State's indoor football facility for a little bit. But I think Ohio State just said, you know what, we're from Ohio, we'll tough out the elements.
All right.
What kinds of access have you guys had to the team so far? You mentioned that they've had a couple of practices, but I know they don't always give you guys access to practices and things of that nature. What kinds of access and interaction have you had with those guys so far since arriving in Arizona last night?
So, you know, since we were out last night, all we've had to do is media day. Today was the media day where every single player and coach is available to talk to anybody that's here with the media, whether it be local, national, what have you. So today was a big day as far as getting interviews and talking to different players, whether that be Justin Fields or Ryan Day, whether that be Coach Halfley, whether that be Master T, whether that be whoever, you know, Harry Miller, who's a freshman offensive lineman. You name it, we had access to him for about 45 minutes today. And the same with Clemson. So that was been our access, but, you know, throughout the week they've had a couple practices open for the first 15 minutes of stretching and individual drills, just like any other preseason. This is stuff that's very normal for a bowl game to allow everybody to kind of get access and see what the team looks like before games. So nothing has been new or different as far as access goes for the bowl game.
So from all the people that you heard from today and all the clips that you have created, what would you say is the most interesting quote, or who rather had the most interesting quote from all the personalities that you came across at Media Day today?
Well, and the biggest thing came a couple of days ago, Christmas Eve, when Justin Fields was interviewed and asked about his knee. And before the, you know, after the Big Ten championship game, he said that his knee was about 70% and expected it to be near 90-95% once this bowl game occurred. Came about. On Christmas Eve, he said it's about 80-85%. Now, could he be telling a little small fib and it'd be more and it could be feeling better? Absolutely, but it could be feeling worse. You know, you really don't want to take that as a grain of salt. When he was asked about his knee today, he did say he's been told not to say anything about his knee. So when we asked Coach Day about it, he said he'll be ready to go. He's doing good. He's doing great on rehab. Proud of what he's been doing. He'll be ready to go. When we asked players like Jeffrey Okuda about it, he said, "I think he's doing fine. He actually beat Chase Young to the edge during practice a couple of days ago." So you can read into all that as you will, but that's really the main storyline coming out of practices and all that is Justin Fields. He will be wearing a knee brace. He said the smaller one, the one he started the Michigan game with, before going to the bigger one once he got that knee injury that knocked him out in the third quarter for a couple plays.
We're speaking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS 10 TV down in Columbus. Dunny is down in Arizona. Buckeyes will take on the Clemson Tigers in Arizona at 8 o'clock on Saturday night in the college football playoff. We will have it for you here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Dunny, previewing Saturday night's game, how important is it, do you think, for the Buckeyes to get out to an incredibly quick start against this Clemson team?
I think it's extremely important. We talked to Urban Meyer today, who's here working for Fox and for the Big Ten Network, and we asked him, you know, about this matchup. He goes, neither team has seen as good of a team that they're going to play on Saturday this year until they play each other on Saturday. The best team they've probably played right now has been in practice. He says the first 7 minutes of this game will be extremely important. Who gets that quick start? Who gets the momentum going? And then Zach Harrison, the freshman defensive ends at the last 7 minutes will also be very important. Who can finish out the game? I'm expecting a very, very close game. I think everybody else is too. You know, so this game can go either way in the first 7 minutes and the last 7 minutes. I think that's going to be the key to winning this game is can you win those 2 7-minute block periods?
What about the defense? I mean, we've done so much with Ohio State's offense this year. They've been almost unstoppable, it seems, throughout the regular season, but I mean, there's been a month for the Tigers to prepare for this game. Same with the Buckeyes. Do you believe defense is really going to be a deciding factor in this game?
I do. When you look at what Clemson can do on offense, it'll be different than what any other school has done. Again, you look at the wide receivers that Clemson has. You have T. Higgins. You have Justin Ross. You have two other wide receivers that are very, very good. This is going to be the best wide receiver core and best quarterback that Ohio State has faced all year. No doubt, you know, 100% no doubt about it. I think maybe the next would be Michigan with what they had, and they only had 3 good receivers and a halfway decent quarterback in Jay Patterson. With Trevor Lawrence, what he can do, both running the ball and passing, and then you have those 4 receivers, and then you add in Travis Etienne at running back, you know, this defense will have its hands full. This is a defense that they know that the Clemson will not be afraid to throw the ball on them. You know, Ohio State has very, very good corners with Arnett, with Okuda, with Wade. But at the same time, they know that, hey, we're in for a handful. They're wanting that handful. You know, they're expecting to be thrown at, and they're welcoming the expectations. They're welcoming the pressure.
We had talked about the knee for Justin Fields. Seems like that's really kind of the biggest story surrounding this game. Are there any other interesting storylines brewing from the desert about this game on Saturday outside the health of the knee of Justin Fields?
I think the biggest thing is going to be what happens the chess match of Brent Venables, the defensive coordinator for Clemson, and Ryan Day, the head coach for the Buckeyes. It's going to be very interesting to see how that all unfolds and who can top who and when. That will be very, very important for this game, is who can get on top of who and when in the game that is. Who can get that steal that first piece if you're looking at this as a chessboard.
Which unit for the Buckeyes do you think will be under the most amount of pressure on Saturday night?
offensive line and the Ohio State linebackers. I think those two evenly are under the most pressure. Offensive line, because let's face it, Justin Fields has been sacked a lot. He has seen the turf like 1,800 more times than he should have this season. When it comes to sacks, the Buckeyes, that's their one big negative when it comes to their offense is Justin Fields just does get sacked a lot more than he should. So I think the offensive line needs to be able to hold up their end of the bargain. And then the linebackers, you know, how do they factor into stopping Etienne, but also when Clemson spreads it out, can they cover the middle of the field? Can they cover a slot receiver or a fourth wide receiver instead of a tight end? Now, those to me are the two position groups that are going to be under the most pressure on Saturday.
Dunny, I'm always intrigued by the time between the end of the regular season and that first bowl game, especially in this college football playoff. I always think Nick Saban's one of the hardest guys to beat when you have a month or when he has a month to prepare for you. Do you think having that extra time favors either one of these teams, or do you think it'll be pretty even either way?
It's pretty even either way because both teams have all this time to prepare and get healthy. So I think it's, you know, whatever team used this time the most and best to their advantage will have the advantage come Saturday.
All right, Dunny, we've reached the end of the interview, but we can't let you go unless you give us a prediction for Saturday. You mentioned you think it'll be close. I think a lot of people share that same line of thinking. What prediction do you have for us on Saturday?
I think it's going to be a game where who stops who the most, and I think it's going to be very, very difficult for both teams. I do have the Buckeyes winning a 3-point game. Both teams get into the 30s, 34-31 Ohio State.
All right, going to be interesting to see.
Yeah,
well, and of course, we will have it for you as soon as our high school basketball coverage wraps up on Saturday. We will send you out to Arizona for the Buckeyes and the Tigers. Dunny, enjoy the desert, my friend. A pleasure, as always, to catch up. Happy holidays to you and yours, and we will catch up with you again next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys next week.